All eyes on Baghdad talks. Iran says it has offered a comprehensive package to the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council, plus Germany. Announcement comes just as the negotiating sides wrapped up their first session in Baghdad. Sources close to the Iranian negotiating team say Tehran has not shifted its principal positions. Talks are scheduled to go on later in the evening, and more negotiations are slated for Thursday. The Iranian team is headed by the Secretary of Supreme National Security Council, Dr. Saeed Jalili. It's negotiating Tehran's future cooperation with the representatives of the P5+1 group, headed by the EU Foreign Policy Chief, Catherine Ashton. University of Tehran Professor Mohammad Marandi says Iran has every right to enrich uranium within the framework of the NPT. He believes if the Western countries think they can pressure Iran into giving up its rights, they are dead wrong.
What Iran has said from the start, I assume, is what the Iranians will continue to pursue. And that is equal rights, the same sort of rights that developed, so-called developed countries, economically developed countries have. Iran will have demands to have those rights. Ashton had effectively agreed to this in the first round in Istanbul when she said that the 5+1 agrees that Iran has rights, Iran accepts Iran's rights within the framework of the 5+1, within the framework of the NPT. That's exactly what Iran wants. And that includes enriching uranium to 20%. And within the framework of the NPT, the Iranians have every right to enrich uranium at 20%, 5% and 20%. There's no difference between the two. At the end of the day, what the Iranians want is their rights within the framework of the NPT and the removal of all the sanctions. The Western powers will definitely play hardball, but the Iranians have rights. They've made many sacrifices, and they're not going to give up their rights as a sovereign and independent country.
Professor Mohammad Marandi there. Let's cross on over to Baghdad and talk to our correspondent Arash Khalatbari, who's been joining us on the hour, almost every hour, giving us updates. Arash, what more can you tell us? You told us before that there's a second session, and of course there's talks, bilateral ones, that are taking place on the sidelines.
Well, the bilateral talks are taking place on the sidelines, actually, but the second session has not started yet. Relying on the experience on Istanbul talks, the second session will take place most likely later on this afternoon, and it will go on late at night, and this is the case. Iran is insisting on its right to so that the talks would be on the framework on the NPT. And it has presented a package, a comprehensive package. And in the second session, the P5+1 countries will go ahead and make a decision about that package. So it's quite important. Iran doesn't want anything outside of its legal rights. And actually, the two parties, the P5+1 and Iran, had agreed before in Istanbul on three principles, that all talks taking place will have to be step by step, all agreements and everything have to be step by step, and all talks have to be in the framework of the NPT, and the threats and basically threats cannot be used, they cannot shadow the negotiations here. Well, enrichment is a part of NPT and is quite legal, as you know. And I was talking to some of my legal friends before, and they were also telling me that enriching uranium is definitely in the framework of NPT. Actually, the United States and the Western powers wanting Iran not to enrich uranium is a breach of the NPT, because those powers, they, as a members of non-proliferation treaty, they are supposed to help Iran or any other member of non-proliferation treaty to basically access the technology of peaceful nuclear technology. And enrichment is a part of that. So separating enrichment from this process does not actually make any kind of sense, legal sense. And it's mostly a political issue. What the Iranian delegation wants to do here is to turn this political issue into what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a technical, legal issue. And that's what they're trying to do. Basically, the talks will go ahead on later on today, and they will also have talks tomorrow. And it's not most likely that talks tomorrow will go on until afternoon, but this is not confirmed yet.
Okay, thank you very much, Arash Khalafbari there.